It's time for A Different Slant with John Flavin, a local forum with opinions, discussions, and ideas about issues that affect our lives right here in Sausalito and Southern Marin. And now, too tall for TV, just right for radio, your host, John Flavin.
Happy New Year, Sausalito. I'm John Flavin, and today I'm going to give you a different slant on the year 2011. Five good points, five bad ones, and finally, two ugly ones. Sausalito is a great place in which to live, but it could be better. I will have some suggestions on how to make 2012 a more productive year at the end of the show. Now, for my top five list of good things that happened in Sausalito in 2011, starting at number five, the Bridgeway Median Strip on the north end of town. It took a long time to complete, but the median strip with its indigenous plantings makes for an attractive entrance to our city from the north. Number four, Dorothy Gibson. Thank this woman when you see her for her tireless efforts to monitor the network of stairs that cover our city. Number three, stop signs on Spencer. The installation of these signs have made the street safer and have tempered the speeders both up and down the street. Number two, the Department of Public Works. Unsung heroes in my book. Yes, they have made mistakes, but overall they have displayed a can-do attitude worthy of admiration. And number one on the good things in Sausalito in 2011, the 4th of July parade. Great community event and a wonderful opportunity to celebrate our country, our community, and our friends. And now for the bad things. Starting at number five, as I understand it, being the only city in Marin that doesn't require composting. According to a knowledgeable friend of mine, composting produces the most tonnage of recyclable material in San Francisco. We need it here. Number four, cyclists who ignore stop signs and other traffic laws. Need I say more? Number three amongst the bad things in Sausalito in 2011, the slick maneuver of inserting rules and regulations in the draft housing element that would effectively support higher density development in areas the citizens generally oppose. I'm not sure who was behind the 11th hour insertion of these rules and regulations, but they clearly represent an attempt to circumvent the popular interests. Number two, our downtown restrooms and how long it has taken to replace them. Kudos to Bill Werner for finally presenting a workable design. And number one amongst the bad things happening in Sausalito in 2011, the slick maneuver to eliminate the need for a public vote on the annexation of the Sausalito Fire Department by the Southern Marin Fire District. We stand to transfer effectively forever 45% of our property tax revenue to the Southern Marin Fire District based on a 3-2 vote at the City Council. This major of an issue should rightly go on the public ballot. And now for the two ugly things. Number two, the behavior of our city council. The behavior of our city council has slid downhill rapidly over the past year, culminating in the slap. Behave or resign. Number one, the selection of our mayor. My objection to the selection of our mayor is not based on personalities or differences in viewpoints. No, it goes to the message we send to our youth and to other impressionable individuals when we reward someone who has recently and admittedly committed an offense. And now some suggestions for how to make 2012 a more productive year. Number one, don't be silent. There is much happening in our city today, and you should not be just standing by. Either go to or watch on the web a city council meeting and observe your city council for yourself. Number three, read up on the fire annexation And if you believe, as I do, that the issue should be put to a public vote, sign one of the petitions circulating through the city to call for a vote. Number four, if you see a cyclist ignoring traffic laws, politely remind him or her that the police ticket for such offenses in Sausalito. Now, you will have to be prepared for some immediate and probably unprintable feedback from the cyclist, but you will have sowed a seed. You have a voice in our city government. The housing element change from a higher density development approach to one more keeping with the character of Sausalito was the result of a coalition of citizens making their views known publicly. Power to the people. Well, that's my show for today. Please join me again as I shed light on the issues and on the characters that shape Sausalito and Southern Marin. Until then, stay slanted.
You've been listening to A Different Slant, and you can hear us again at this time next week, right here on AM 1610. If there's a question you'd like John to address on the show, or if you have a better answer to any of today's issues, send an email to slant@radiosausalito.org. That's the word slant@radiosausalito.org. This broadcast is available as a free podcast subscription on iTunes or anytime at radiosausalito.org. Different Slant theme produced by Paul Simmons and Mark Keller of Loudville Studios in Sausalito. Find them at loudville.tv. Thanks for listening.